modern smoker.
The buzz in and around the Beltway. What's going to happen to jobless benefits? Because tick, tick, tock, they're supposed to expire. The president promises some outreach to the GOP, or outrage, however you want to say it, as he meets with Republicans at the White House. And WikiLeaks, changing the face of U.S. security. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Coast to coast, all those spots in between. You know how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place like a man gone wild on a pair of roller skates who just has no brakes. Left, right, or somewhere in between, you're always invited to be part of the water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. You know the digits, but just in case you don't, I'm going to give them to you right at the top. How about that? 800-259-5791. Let's talk for a second about the outreach program at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue was a buzz, not about Christmas lights and some of the parties that are set to be held at the White House. No, it was more about how can I reach out across the aisle to make this thing look good. After all, 2012 is rapidly coming behind us, and before you know it, it'll be in front of us. And what is 2012? Well, of course, it's the presidential election year, and Obama, I think, is playing hard and fast for wanting that second term. That's why David Axelrod, his right-hand man, is going to be gone from the White House to run the reelection campaign. Anyway, the Prez told Republicans behind closed doors that he didn't reach across party lines enough during the first 2 years in office, and that he wants to do a better job of bipartisan cooperation, let's say, in the days ahead. That's smart. Set the trap. The list of people who hung out at the White House included VP Joe Biden. Wonder if they told him not to talk. Just look good and sit in the corner, will you, Joe? Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, House Minority Leader John Boehner, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. That was pretty much the top of the list. So is this more a photo op and much ado about nothing, or does some kind of cooperation actually happen? Right now we're in the lame duck session. Don't ask, don't tell. That's being served up on the platter. Also, the Bush tax cuts up for grabs, too. We've talked about this ad nauseum and what it means to you if they expire, what it means to your taxes, which I don't think that's going to happen. I've already said this now for the 10th time. I hate to beat those dead horses that are galloping around the studio, but I'll beat it one more time. I wouldn't fret about it because I truly believe there's going to be a stay of execution, if you will, probably into February. And I just don't see the tax cuts, at least for the middle class, I don't see those tax cuts going away. It doesn't make any political sense, let's say. And you'll always have to think about this. What are the motivations for what's happening in Washington? Well, some of the motivation is about playing for the next term. And what's happening is there is a lot of maneuvering going on because the new boys haven't come into play yet. They've been there to get their shiny new badges and shake hands and all that sort of stuff. But the new people haven't yet come into office. That's not till January. So thus we get the lame duck. And let's see what happens in that lame duck session. Speaking of ducks, this time maybe a sitting duck. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, now under fire because of the latest WikiLeaks stuff that was out there from the State Department. And Julian Assange is certainly on the radar, or the most wanted list for many politicians. I would have to assume that Ms. Clinton is not thrilled about her name being bandied about. In fact, now a lot of people are saying, should Clinton resign based on some of the things that have happened? Anyway, here was her reaction a couple of days later to WikiLeaks and all that that entails.
I believe that this was a very irresponsible, thoughtless act that put at risk the lives of innocent people all over the world. I, of course, have been reaching out to governments and leaders around the world over the last week. I will continue to do so. I particularly worry about the human rights activists, the religious leaders, the critics of governments who speak to members of our embassy about abuses in their own country.
Abuses in their own country. And how far the reaches go as far as anything connected to WikiLeaks. Now, supposedly the next shoe to drop is going to be the banking industry. So we'll see what kind of documents end up posted up on the website. And I don't think we've heard the last of what's now happened with things related to the State Department. Hey, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, let me do a better job of laying the groundwork for you. We're going to talk about lotteries, we're going to talk about addiction, and we're going to talk about car sales. If you've driven by any car lots lately or you watched any tube for any length of time, certainly you know that you've probably seen the great push for either the luxury cars or just the average car. Because traditionally, the end of the year is when a lot of people, if they've saved a little bit of money, is when they'll go out and make a change. In other words, they'll go and get that car that they've been wanting to get probably for some time. Or we're also turning in the calendar year where people have had a car for maybe a decade. Anybody out there listening to me have a car for a decade or perhaps even a little bit longer than a decade? I know a few people that have been driving their wheels for quite some time. And the cars that they have are actually in pretty good shape because they kept them purposely that way so that they wouldn't have to go and get a new car. They could have it paid off and, you know the drill, hang on to it for longer and not have to pay some kind of a car payment. And maybe the insurance isn't quite as high either. So we're going to chat about that with a car dealer, and you may be able to relate to what's happened on the lots and what's happening with the people coming through. I guess a lot of people who are shopping now, it might be families who are actually shopping for those cars. Also, addiction. Do you struggle with any kind of addiction? You know, alcohol addiction is always a big one. We've talked about this before with nicotine. Ooh, how many of you right now when you're listening to me have to run outside and go grab a smoke? And that's tough, too. I actually think the nicotine addiction, from what I've seen, is pretty tough to beat. The patch, the cigarettes in the jar, and all the other programs there are out there. But what is it about addiction? Are we wired that way with our brain? Is there a little bit something more genetically to the addiction game? And I'm going to say that I always thought there was, and also the hereditary thing. You know, when did you ever hear this? When you were, I don't know, a teenager, and maybe you came home and you had a few drinks, and you weren't supposed to have any drinks, right? And what did you get? What was screamed at you? So-and-so is an alcoholic in the family, or watch about alcohol. And I think there is something to the hereditary thing. And of course, the holidays mean stress. The holidays also mean a lot of those addictions come out. So we're going to chat about that. But I'm very excited. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk to a man who's won the lottery again and again and again. It's like they see him coming in the state of Florida. What's the secret? We're going to find out on the flip side.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. Beautiful, all the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
Imagine the feeling of winning the lottery. Whether it's a scratch-off or you walk in, plunk down a couple of bucks, do the quick pick thing, or you have your little list with you, doesn't matter. But you can, I think, almost relate to that euphoric feeling that you would feel should you hear the numbers called, or you're scratching and you end up scratching off a big amount. Richard Lustig joins us now, and he knows what that's like, as he has done it over and over and over again. As I said before, I think they see him coming in the state of Florida. Richard, how are you?
I am fantastic, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. I love when you said that you're fantastic. Tell me what it was like the first time that you hit a lottery. What was that feeling like?
The first time was quite exciting. I was sitting there, and I was scratching some tickets I bought. It was a scratch ticket, and I cleared the ticket off, and I'm looking at it, and it said $10,000 winner, and I said, nah, this can't be for real. and I raced down to the store where I bought the ticket, and I said, please do me a favor and check this to make sure this is real. And they said, yeah, you won $10,000. It was quite exciting.
And were you somebody who, have you played the lottery a lot up to that point, or did you just get it here and there? What was your deal with the lottery?
I started playing the lottery when it came to Florida, which was about 22 years ago, and I was doing it just like everybody else, buying tickets here and there, losing 99% of the time, getting excited when I'd win $5 or $10. And after doing that for a while, I said to myself, wait a minute, you know, there's got to be something that you can do to give yourself a better chance. So I started making notes, coming up with ideas, and a lot of the stuff I came up with didn't work, trashed those. Some of the things I came up with did work, so I started keep doing those things, and I kept coming up with more ideas, and next thing I know, I was building myself a little pattern of things to do, and sure enough, I won my first grand prize.
Wow. And is there a difference between, I've said this before you came on, the scratch-offs or when you go in and you just pick the numbers? I hear lately that people are having great success with the scratch-offs. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, people can have success with both the numbers games and the scratch-offs. It depends on how you play. It's just like any anything in life, there's a right way and a wrong way to do things. And in my book, my method does exactly what the title of the book says. It teaches you how to increase your chances of winning, both in numbers games and scratch-off tickets.
All right, so give us a sneak peek of that. What are some basic things you can do that you think you found in taking those notes and whatever to say, hey, it's not necessarily random?
Okay, well, as I said, there are two categories. There's numbers games and there's scratch tickets. So let's talk about scratch tickets since you brought that up. People do this all the time. They go up to the clerk and they say, well, let me see here. I'll take one of those and three of those and two of those. It's like, Kate, you might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen. If you're going to play, again, you want to play smart to increase your chances. So let's say you were going to spend $20 and you were going to buy $2 tickets, so that's 10 tickets. Instead of spreading those 10 tickets over three or four different games, pick one of those games and buy all 10 tickets of the same game in a row. What you've just done is you've increased your chances of winning. 10 tickets in a row of the same game, the odds are you're going to find one or two or maybe three winners in those 10.
All right, so the volume is one of the keys to doing it. What were some of the other patterns that you know? You know, people like to play, you know this, the people like to play lucky numbers. Is there something to that? Like I play birth dates of a nephew, a mother, that kind of thing.
Very common. A lot of people do that. A lot of people use birthdays and anniversaries and special occasion dates to pick their numbers. Some people pick their numbers randomly out of an article in the newspaper or whatever. Some people even take their numbers off of the numbers in a Chinese fortune cookie. It doesn't matter where you get your numbers from. There's no pattern or method to that. What is important, though, is that once you've chosen your numbers, wherever you got them from, you never, ever, ever, ever change those numbers. You play them, and you play them for every single draw in that game. Do not ever miss a draw.
Right, because then I think there's something to that anyway, Richard. If you, it would be the day that you miss, the numbers would hit, and you'd feel suicidal. You would if that happened.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that from people all the time. I can't believe it. I've been playing these numbers for so long, and one day I missed, and that day my numbers came up. You know, sure, that's like stabbing you in the heart.
And boy, no kidding. All right, and so you mentioned this. You've got a book out called Learning How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, and you give advice on some of the things that you just mentioned, things that you can do if you're playing the lottery. How many people do you think play the lottery? In your own crowd, how many people play the lottery?
Well, a lot of people do. I mean, first of all, there's millions, if not billions, of people in the world that play lottery, not just in the United States, but all over the world. Locally, I mean, I've sold tons of my books just even not only throughout the world. I get orders from all over the world. But even just locally, I live in Orlando, Florida, and I've sold tons of my books just here locally. I mean, everybody I talk to practically plays.
Yeah, no kidding. So how much money have you won all totaled, adding everything up over the years in the lottery?
I don't have an exact figure. I wish I had kept track from the beginning, but I never did. I'm definitely in the millions. Let me give you an example. Just my last three grand prizes. My last one was just in August. I'll never forget the date because it was August 9, 2010. On that one, I won $98,000 and change. The one before that, I won $73,000 and change, and the one before that, I won $842,000 and change. Just those three alone, over $1 million.
Yeah, no kidding. And you said that there is a responsible way to play the lottery, by the way. You don't have to go crazy and spend your whole paycheck.
Oh, absolutely. In Florida, the Florida lottery slogan is play responsibly, and I push that all the time. I agree with that 100%. Yes. One of the ways to increase your chances of winning is to buy more tickets. So, yeah, the more you play, the better your chances are of winning. But I tell people all the time, don't spend more than you can afford. Don't spend grocery money. Don't spend mortgage money. That's just foolish. You know, set yourself a budget and play within your budget.
How has this changed your family's life? It's obviously changed your life. How has it changed the people around you?
You know, it's funny, Kate. I just did an interview earlier today where we talked about this. It cracks me up when you see and hear these stories of people who have won a big lottery, and the interviewer asks them, so do you think this is going to change your life? Oh, no, it's not. I'm going to go back to work tomorrow. Oh, come on. Who are we kidding? When you win that kind of money, of course it changes your life. Our life is phenomenally better than it was years ago. I mean, I drive a Jag now. I ride a Harley. We live in a big fancy house. We go on cruises. I mean, yeah, it's definitely changed our life. No doubt about it.
Yeah, no kidding. Somebody wanted to ask you, if somebody on chat wanted me to ask you, what percentage does the IRS take?
Okay, that's a very intelligent question. And that is a fooling thing also. When in Florida, and again, I don't know what other states do, but in Florida, when you go to collect on a winning ticket, if it's over $5,000, they take taxes out. They take out 28%, okay, right off the top before they hand you your check. Now, depending on how much you won, you could be in a higher tax bracket, a 30, 35, 40% tax bracket. So what happens to a lot of people, they don't realize this. Now, come April 15th, all of a sudden, they do their taxes and they find out they owe all this extra money, the additional taxes. And they went stupid and crazy and spent a bunch of the money, and now they don't have it. I tell people all the time, whatever you win, they're going to take the 28% out. You get your balance. Take another 15% from the original figure, not what you got, from the original figure, and put it in a savings account or stuff it in your pillow. Who cares? And when tax time comes, boom, you've got the money there. You pay your taxes. You don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. It's found money anyway. So your method is a proven method, obviously, because you've won so many times, and it's really luck has nothing to do with it, nothing to do with it whatsoever, because there it is a certain strategy to it. You think?
Absolutely. I repeat this over and over again. Luck has nothing to do with this. People who rely on luck are fooling themselves. My method works. As far as I know, I am the only person in the history of any lottery system anywhere in any state or country that has ever won 7 lottery game grand prizes and has actually come up with a method that really works.
All right, Richard, thanks so much. If people want to get your book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery, how do they do that?
Through my website at winninglotterymethod.com.
Thanks, Richard, and good luck. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll do it again when I win number 8.
There you go. I love it. Oh, I love that confidence. It's great. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Is it tough to deal with someone with addiction? Is it tough to deal with addiction? And apparently the holidays stress us out, and that can actually lead to addiction, or can it? Dr. David Kipper joins us now. He's the author of a new book called The Addiction Solution. Welcome to America Tonight, and thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it, Doc.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Explain addiction. What is, I know this is simplistic, but for my benefit and everybody listening, in a nutshell, explain addiction to us.
Well, addiction is defined as a drive towards a substance despite negative consequences. So knowing that there's a downside and a negative side to this behavior, people do this regardless.
And right, and they did.
Addiction can be behavioral. It can be substance. So it takes all forms.
Yeah, and they're not concerned. They just are not clicking in about the consequences, losing a family, losing a job, losing their life, none of that.
Well, the neurochemical or the biologic drive is so strong that it overrides that judgment. And, in fact, that is the basis of the book, in that there is a new way of looking at addiction now, that the origins are now known to be in brain chemistry. It's no longer thought of as just a behavioral malady. It has now been proven that it is a brain chemistry imbalance that originates the cascade of events that leads to addictive behaviors.
What are the warning signals we might be able to detect in someone around us or even in ourselves? What are some of the warning signals?
Well, the most common warning signal for someone that has a problem is that their life has been impacted in a negative way, that their behaviors change, their performance changes, their relationships start to go south. So any significant change in someone's behavior in a negative direction is a good sign that something may be going on with addiction.
Yeah, and stress. Why is it so much that stress leads to addiction? I know we were just discussing the nuts and bolts there, but is that the number one thing? You get something stressful, the birth of a child, more responsibility for the husband, let's say, or the wife. What is it about that stress? And holidays, holiday stress I mentioned.
Well, stress is any change in the life's behavior, regular patterns. And with the holidays, there are very distinct stressors. One is that our schedules are way off, so that changes. People are taking time off of work. There's a financial stress. We're spending money we don't have on people we don't like. There's a stress just from a health standpoint. There's more virus and health problems out there. Because our stress levels go up and our schedules change, we tend not to sleep as much. We don't get as much sunlight because of daylight savings. It's actually been shown that 8 to 10 minutes of sunlight to your forehead creates endorphins, which helps relax people. So there are a number of things that contribute to making the holiday a particularly stressful time.
Yeah. And when we talk about addiction, it can be addiction to all kinds of things, from food to sex to drugs to you name it, right?
Yes. And the chemical changes in the brain are the same, whether it's a behavioral addiction or whether it's a drug or a substance addiction.
Yeah. Now, when you discover you have an addiction and you feel like, okay, I can step up to the plate and I can deal with this, what were some of the methods that we used to see that people would use to try to stop an addiction? And what are some of the things they can do that might be a little more progressive?
For the last 100 years, the failure rate of our treatment programs has been about 90%. And these treatments have all been based in behavioral treatments. So there was a missing link, and the missing link now has been solved, and that is the imbalanced brain chemistry. And this imbalanced brain chemistry, Kate, comes out in behaviors. It comes out in depression, anxiety, manic depressive behaviors. And these behaviors are based, as I said, in an imbalance in the neurotransmitters in our brain, dopamine, serotonin, noradrenaline. And if you can identify which transmitter is imbalanced, you then can treat this as it is, a chronic medical disease, rebalance the brain chemistry, and people's cravings go away for these drugs. Without rebalancing this brain chemistry, these behavioral treatments that we've done forever really only work for about 10% of the population.
Wow, 10%. Oh, that's crazy.
Dismal.
Yes.
Dismal.
And how many people do you think, I mean, I know that we're trying to pull statistics out of the air. How many people do you think are addicted to something, Dr. Kipper, in the United States?
Well, the estimates are 100 million, and I think that's a low estimate because I think there's a lot of unreported behavioral addictions that don't end up in that soup. But it's a big number, and that number isn't getting smaller.
Yeah, no kidding. It's funny. Somebody sent me a note, and I was mentioning to them that we were going to have this discussion. And when I was growing up, and what you would hear, it was always about alcoholics, and it was always about AA, and the method that AA employed. Do you think AA is effective? When you look back at Alcoholics Anonymous, which is a big one, would you say it's effective in the treatment there?
I think AA is wonderful, and I think it's a vital component to any recovery program. But AA alone works for some people, but for most people, again, they need to address their imbalanced brain chemistry. It's very interesting. If you look at the personal story of Bill Wilson, who founded AA, and I talk about this in the book, I give his case history. He was someone that was constantly looking for some medical solution to add in to the behavioral therapy that he actually created, which was the support system in AA. And so it's been flirted with for a number of years, but it's only recently been identified in our genetics and in these neurotransmitter imbalances. Mm-hmm. And that is the difference now in how we can approach treating this disease in a much better way. And in doing so, we're going to do at least a little better than a 90% failure rate.
Yeah, no kidding. And so all this, that's significant what we talked about right from the very start when you just brought back around the whole genetics of it. And the other thing I wonder about when we talk about genetics and you look at family histories, how often do we hear that with diseases and, oh, yeah, the father was this or this probably was passed on from the mother? There has to be something to the family tree then.
There's definitely something to the family tree, and it doesn't just apply to addiction, which is a chronic medical disease. It also applies to other chronic medical diseases like diabetes and high blood pressure and certain cancers. And we have identified close to 20 gene mutations now that are associated with specific addictions. And I think as we become smarter in unlocking the genetic code, we're going to find many more of these clues.
Yeah, and can you imagine where we are now, Dr. Kipper? It's got to be exciting to you when you look down the road and you think 10 years from now, where do you think we'll be on addiction? That 90% should be a lot lower, right?
That 90% is starting to melt away now. Just, again, as we discuss in the book, the different therapeutic approaches now are just giving us a big edge. Also, Kate, we're using brain imaging now to study the brain as it heals. We can actually see the areas of the brain that have been damaged with addiction, and we can watch them heal. We're going to have vaccines very soon for cocaine and probably alcohol addiction. The medications that we use to rebalance the brain chemistry issues are becoming much more targeted. We're becoming smarter about identifying where these receptors and transmitters come together. So in a very short period of time, we're going to have a lot more information. The problem that we have is that we don't have enough professionals treating this disease. It's probably less than one-half of 1% of doctors that treat addiction, and only 10% of medical schools offer training in addiction. So even though there are going to be more people in the addiction world, there are going to be less people treating this disease, and that, unfortunately, is a big problem.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So what do you do to encourage that? More people go and speak at colleges or career days or steer people in certain directions?
Well, I think a big part of this has to do with understanding it now as a disease. And, again, in the book, I talk about recognizing this very easily and in simplistic language as a medical disease and how that gets diagnosed. And I think as doctors in general understand this as a medical disease and not as a behavioral malady, I think more doctors are going to be willing to get into the treatment aspect of this.
Yeah, boy, that's a good thing. You live in Los Angeles, and so when I think of Los Angeles, I have several friends that live there, and Doc, you know this. They'll call me up and they'll say, you're not going to believe what happened in Malibu with Mel Gibson. You're not going to believe what happened down the street with whoever, Heather Locklear or somebody. And always it has to do with the addiction and the celebrity. What is it about becoming famous, whether if it's infamous or famous or whatever word we want to use, what is it about that leads to so many of these celebrities struggling with addiction?
Addiction is an equal opportunity disease. So it doesn't just affect celebrities, but you're more likely to hear about a Mel Gibson than you are to hear about your mailman having an addictive disorder. But celebrity does bring a very special and difficult set of problems to an already complicated disease, and that is entitlement and enablers. So those people that have that kind of celebrity and entitlement, they are a little slower to get to treatment. It's a little harder to crack that shell because of the enablers around them. But again, eventually, when people's lives hit a certain level of dysfunction, they will come to treatment.
There you go. Dr. Kipper, thanks so much for joining us. And it has to make you feel good that now things are changing on this. And if you want to get the book, The Addiction Solution, you can get it online at Amazon.com. And, of course, any bookstore anywhere, whether it's Barnes & Noble or wherever, you can certainly pick it up there. Thank you so much, Dr. Kipper. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All those nooks and crannies in between. Welcome back to America Tonight. Let's talk a little car shopping. You know, you start to see the commercials with the big bows on the cars. I think I saw one the other day where there was actually a stocking wrapped around a car. It was I'm not doing it justice. It was cleverly done. And I'm wondering if there are a lot of people that are going to go out and get a new car. You know, there's so much has been made about what's going on financially with people with the recession, et cetera, unemployment. Are we starting to pop out of it? Who better to talk to than Brandon Thomas, because he's a car dealer, so he knows. Are a lot of people going to step up to the plate and decide, okay, I've held on to this car for 10, 12 years, or maybe a little bit less. I like to turn it in, and now I can finally do that. Brandon, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yes, ma'am. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
You know what? You have a popular car. You're a car dealer. And am I right about this, that you have a Subaru dealership? I would think, and we're talking Ford, too, I would think that that's pretty popular right now.
Yes, Subaru, Ford, and Lincoln are all very popular cars right now. The Subaru has been winning a lot of awards. All 5 vehicles are considered 5 of the safest vehicles in America currently.
Is it true that car companies, I've always heard this, that car companies want to just get rid of the old inventory when you get to the end of the year and a new year comes about. So you want to just get them off the lot. You want to try to sell them. Is that right?
That is correct. Right now, at the end of the year, we are chock full of 2010 model units. So not only is the manufacturer bringing incentives to help move these units off the lot to make room for the 2011s, but the dealers themselves are looking into deep discounts to move those units. And, you know, with the economy doing what it's doing, now it's never been a better time to buy because the banks are offering 0.0% interest rates.
Oh,
or
0.
Rates as low as 0.0.
Yeah. 0.0 is just absolutely incredible. And so are you seeing on your lots, is it men and women? Is it husband and wives? Is it single guys? Is it who are the majority of people shopping for cars, do you think, if you had to peg it to a certain demographic?
Well, right now we're seeing a lot of families coming in. This 2010 marks the oldest family car in a long time. 11.2 years is the age of the average family car in America, and that is an all-time high since 1995, so 15 years. And what that is doing is a lot of higher maintenance bills and repair bills for the average American family. And instead of paying those repair bills, we've got a lot of families saying, well, now, since there's never been a better time to buy, it's time to, you know, get a new car for the family for this holiday season.
Yeah, is that typical? Is it typical that you see that people will hang on to the car for like a decade or more?
It's not typical, but in the last few years, that number's raised. It was about 8 years. The average age was about 8 years, 4 or 5 years ago, and it has slowly crept up to over 10, being where it is right now. But typically, you get a lot of people that come in every 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, and you see, and we just mentioned this about the fact that you're trying to clear out inventory, so that bodes well for someone who's shopping. You typically see sales anyway spike at the end of the month. Why do you think that is? Is it because people, what they do with their paychecks, et cetera, that's when they decide, okay, I'm going to make a decision? Why is that?
A lot of the reason you see the big sales at the end of the year is, like we said, we're clearing out room for the 2011 model year. Another reason that's driving sales this year is with the economy doing a little bit better, job security finally increasing, consumer confidence up, people's portfolios going up. People are finally saying, well, I've been putting it off 1 year, I've been putting it off 2 years. It's time to make that car purchase that I've been putting off. So we've bet big, and we've actually stocked a little bit additional inventory for this holiday season, knowing that we're going to have a lot of families coming in deciding to upgrade their family vehicle.
Okay, so families come in, are they getting the SUV, or what are they getting?
A lot of families typically go with the SUV. A lot of the car manufacturers have gotten rid of the typical middle-of-the-road minivan and have moved to large SUVs, crossover SUVs, but still hold all the family and all the gear. So that's a real growing segment. Small cars and fuel-efficient cars is also a growing segment. It's not as big right now. Now the gas has dropped below $3. But when the prices increase this summer, I'm sure that segment will increase as well.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, you've been in the car game for a while now. Certainly your family has been in the car game. I'm just curious about this. When you were a kid and you watched what happened with your father and you watched him go through the whole dealership thing, did you just think that was the coolest gig in the world and you wanted to do it?
You know, when I grew up, our town was a town of about 27,000. So it was very cool to have our name on the front of the store. Now it's kind of crazy. We live in a town of over 100,000, and people are like, Thomas who? But it's still a really unique ability to be part of the community, to help, you know, be part of a lot of events, to help with fundraisers, to help in all sorts of efforts around the community. So I really enjoy the community involvement that being a small-town dealer provides. And, you know, I grew up knowing it. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I hadn't really given much thought to much else.
You just wanted to get one of those dealer cars so you'd never have to pay for a car again. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, get a new car every 5,000 miles isn't that bad either.
All right, Brandon Thomas, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Have a wonderful night.
All right, talking about whether it's car sales, and we were talking about Cyber Monday, and then before that, Black Friday, you know, it's the cha-ching factor. And in the middle of people spending money, whether it's through online picking up of Christmas presents, you know, online sales, they're seeing a surge in that, or whether it was running out to get the bargains, or, okay, 10 years on the card, starting to fall apart, I got to do something about it, and now's the time to try to grab up some of these specials, especially Brandon there was mentioning the interest rate, incredible. I mean, if you're getting a 0% interest rate on the car, and you have to buy a new car, and your credit's fine, and you're gonna be able to pass through that with flying colors, imagine what you're paying for, you know, he's talking about Subarus or we're talking about various Fords. You probably could get a pretty good deal right now. And that's what it is. It's really in looking at all these things. It's about picking up the best deal. I can't imagine, and because of what I've said about what the word sale means, I can't imagine that anybody is paying full price for anything these days. You know, just do a little experiment for me and walk around for 24 hours and take a look around you. Be more aware of what you're seeing, the cost of things are. If you're seeing those sale signs, 50% off, you know, 75% off, closeout sale, everything must go. You're seeing more and more, I think, of that kind of stuff. And that all goes into this whole holiday season thing, end of the year deal, all of that. And that's why we had Brandon on talking about what we're seeing with auto sales, seeing if more people, what he thought from the point of view of being the dealer, the guy who's there and looking at the numbers every day, is this a time when we'll really see those numbers climb up? And I think he's right. I think that it's going to be a lot of families because of the trend of, okay, we're on our last legs. Now we have to get the car. We've been shopping around. We're doing the Consumer Reports thing or, you know, whatever. I also happen to read this. Credit card use on the decline. Millions of people are actually cutting the plastic or they get shut out by their credit card companies. But a lot of people have decided, probably partially because of Dave Ramsey. You ever listen to Dave Ramsey? And he was the guy, and other people have done it, but it really took with him where he says take out the credit cards and just cut them in half because he knows he made a fortune, went bankrupt, and then brought himself back again, and that's what he talks about, the whole money thing. Well, in the past year, they say more than 8 million consumers across the board have stopped using the plastic stuff. TransUnion, it's a Chicago-based credit research company. They came up with that big, fat number. That means 78 million people in the United States do not have credit cards. Do not have credit cards. I say bravo to you. Get away from the evil plastic, because with those rates and how they can suck you in, before you know it, you end up owing so much money. It's ridiculous.